This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, there's no Steeler game on Sunday. There's no Pitt game on Saturday. Mm-mm. There's no West Virginia game, I don't think, this weekend either. I believe they're off. Penn State plays someone.
Indiana.
That'll beat.
That'll be interesting for 20 minutes.
Uh-huh. So there is that. But it's the off week, the open date. You've got a wide open time of football. I've often wondered with people, you know, they talk about the proliferation of fantasy football, and maybe you don't have to really watch the games in order to play fantasy football. You've got your handheld device, your mobile device. You could do that with that. Kind of keep an eye on the games. Do you look forward to the open dates, or do you wish there was football? Like, when you get there, and it's going to happen in just a couple days, both for college and for pros, do you find yourself as a creature of habit on Sunday at 1 o'clock making sure you sit down and watch football? Or do you go and you say, hey, I'm going to play golf. Hey, that yard work I got to get done. Hey, organizing the garage. It's always a really weird time for me when the Steelers have that off week. I like to actually try to schedule vacation and didn't get around to it. I totally forgot about it this year.
It feels like you need to find something to do. And look, if you got a significant other and kids, you'll end up finding something to do.
Mm-hmm.
It'll find you. But, yeah, it's I'm not going to be sitting down watching Red Zone to see how my fantasy team's doing.
I have Monday off.
Oh, good work by you, Jim.
So we kind of looked ahead, but with Jeff and Eric and I, we try to, you know, we take them when we can get them kind of thing. Like Jeff's off.
Right.
He was off yesterday, today, and tomorrow, which is good. The weather stinks, though. It's just too cold.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be rainy probably this weekend. In the preliminary reports, it just changed to both days a little rain. It was just Sunday was going to be wide open, but now it looks like rain on Sunday.
Unless you find some place where it's not going to rain.
Oh, so you're going to go somewhere where it's not
going
to rain?
Yeah, but we're not going. I looked at all sorts of different alternatives, places to go, because, of course, our kids are grown, have been for a while. So basically, it's going to involve some Civil War battlefields Saturday and Sunday. But it's, you know, the weather. It's not, you know, you go to the beach, it's going
to
rain.
Right. Well, plus it's getting to be the time of the year where you really have to fly to the beach. You can't really drive to the beach because it's not really warm.
Yeah, sometimes, though, you know, sometimes you get those Indian summer days.
Uh-huh.
But this has been a weird weather stretch.
All right, let's talk about, though, the practical nature of the weekend in the football and what you do. Because do you look forward to it, or is it something where Steeler fans look at it and say, I wish the team was playing? Like, for me, I looked forward to it at first. I was like, you know, I can't wait for the open week, and it's going to be good, and you take a breath. But now as Wednesday turns into Thursday, and then tomorrow Thursday will turn into Friday, I'll have a thirst for football that won't be quenched this weekend. It really will. It won't a thirst for Steeler football.
Right.
I'd rather just zip through the season. And look, I'm not a player, so it's not, you know, it's not wear and tear on my body. But I'd rather just zip through the season and get it done without this week.
Yeah, that makes – well, the other thing, too, is not – I lose sight of this sometimes. Not everybody has Red Zone. You know, so you just watch whatever football is on the television in front of you on a Sunday. And I just looked it up. Like, how many people are going to sit around and watch the Patriots and Bears on Sunday afternoon?
That's actually –
you know, actually –
that's not a bad game.
It's a legitimate question.
Baltimore, New Orleans, though. You've got
Baltimore,
the Ravens
New Orleans
play the
and
Saints.
So does that – I mean, does that sate your fix for – football? I don't know. Like, if you're a Steelers first and only kind of fan.
I generally sit around and I'll have college football on Saturday.
Right.
All day on the television.
Just whatever's on.
Whatever game's on. It'll go from that noon or 11 a.m. whatever, like Big Ten or ACC or old America Conference, whatever. Like, Army will be playing, you know, I don't know, East Carolina. And that game's on at noon or whatever game they want to put on at noon. And then it shifts to some sort of, you know, SEC game that'll be on. And then all the way through the nighttime game that's the big game. And then I'll find myself in the middle of the night still watching San Jose and Hawaii just because I just always have college football on.
Yeah.
But Sunday, it's like it's built around the Steelers. And when they're not on, I got to be honest, I find myself just about lost on a Sunday. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
There's no pomp and hokey on after the game.
Right, but I'll check in on other games, but I won't sit and watch a full game, I don't think. I might.
That's the difference.
I think it's not bad. No, just because, like, New Orleans and Baltimore, you got a team that the Steelers are going to play, and you got a team that might beat your rival. And then Sunday night, which is kind of out of our realm most of the time anyway, Cincinnati and Kansas City. You know, the Steelers could be in first place by the time they play again.
No, they absolutely could. They could. 412-928-9370. How are you going to pad out your weekend? It's always something to wonder about other fans and wonder how people are going to do it. If they say, you know what? I don't know how I'm going to handle myself. I don't know how I'm going to deal with a weekend without Steeler football. Or some people are like, ho-hum, I'm finally going to be able to get to the mall. Or I'm going
to
go and I'm going to hang out. And it's going to be a nice break. I wonder how, and this is crazy, but psychologically people handle the off week as football fans here in Pittsburgh, PA.
It's a good question.
We never get time to just have a long chat about things on the morning show. It's generally real quick hitters like this. And I'd love to just talk about it for a couple more minutes. You know, it's going to be just banging this weekend. I mean, like, unbelievably filled to the gills, probably.
Giant Eagles?
No, maybe, but that's not what I had in mind. Those pumpkin patch places, those farms. Luckily, my kids are past that. Like, they love those. They were way into them. If, like, we took them, they'd be fine with it, but they haven't asked. Like, they're past it, I think. I'm so okay with.
Key with those things?
Yeah.
Go on a day after school if it's a place that's open on a weekday.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be the only people there. I think that's our game plan.
Right, like a 4 o'clock kind of job. Yeah.
Get off the bus. Hey, kids, let's go, I don't know, buy a pumpkin.
I just bought the pumpkins at, like, the grocery store, and they were fine with it. The pumpkin. Yeah. My kids have now moved to the pumpkin on the porch is bigger than the process of going and getting the pumpkin. Like, the process of the pumpkin was a big deal for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Trugging through the mud, pulling that hand cart around, going, picking this one. Oh, this one's rotted. And then getting, that one's big. Okay, put it on the scale. How much does it weigh? Oh, this is so much fun. And it is fun.
Yeah.
But now they just want to see the pumpkins on the front porch, and they'd rather play around the house, which I am totally okay with.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations in North Huntington and North Hills. So how are you going to spend your Sunday? For me, it's always an interesting dynamic. If people have withdrawal, if people have a much-needed break, if people are like, and then you get these jokers too. I don't watch the NFL anyway anymore, so I don't even care. It doesn't affect my life. Okay, fine. Then go listen to John and Shummer, or Shummer and Larry. So that's fine with us. But anyhow, in looking at this situation with the Steelers and with the off week, I always find myself saying, "Wow!" And I'll reiterate this: much-needed break, like on Monday and Tuesday. Oh, this will be great. Then it's Sunday at 1, and I'm like, I got the shakes. What's happening here? There's no Steeler football. And there's not going to be any Penguins this weekend, right?
There's nothing this weekend.
There could potentially be no baseball.
Right. So if the Red Sox win tonight, there's no ALCS. And if the Dodgers win tomorrow, there's no NLCS. No Penguins, like you said.
Because the Penguins are on the road trip, but they play tonight.
Tonight, and then not again until Tuesday in Edmonton. So literally, aside from a Penn State football game, which I would think maybe a good 2/3 of our audience doesn't care about anyway, nothing.
Man.
Nothing.
See, I can get into – I'm one of those birds that can watch college football. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
Like, give me – I don't care if it's Troy and Middle Tennessee State.
What's the big SEC game at
3:30? And I'll be into it. And I'll be totally fine with it.
Alabama-Tennessee.
Okay.
Yes. But this is like, we always talk about, like, passively watching something and actively watching a game. Alabama-Tennessee, I'm not going to sit down with the kids and watch Alabama-Tennessee.
Right.
I'll have it on. Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not going to devote my Saturday afternoon to it.
I think I'm going to a Halloween party on Saturday night that's a non-dress-up Halloween party.
Interesting.
Which is fine. Fine by me. It's like a holiday adults only gathering, but it's not a dress up thing.
Okay.
Which I'm totally okay with. I like that. I don't mind the dress up parties, but the non dress up parties are fine. So I'll fill my time with that.
Yeah.
And maybe even go to, but it is, you do find yourself, we have become so conditioned as Western Pennsylvanians, like, here's what we do. We look and see what the Steelers schedule is. And then we plan it. Do I go to this mass? Do I go shopping at this time? When do I go to Giant Eagle? How do I?
And even if you're not.
It's like, what the hell happens?
Even if you're not going to actively sit down and devote yourself to a game on Sunday afternoon, like you said, people plan what they do on Sunday based around, like, there's a lot of people that will say, oh, well, if the game's on at 1, I'm going to go to the store at X time.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because
yes,
there are
yes.
people that like to take advantage of the 3-hour window where everybody is sealed inside watching the game. That's not going to happen this week.
All right, today's sleeper pick brought to you by Inspire Therapy. Treats sleep apnea without a mask. Visit inspiresleep.com. Sleeper pick. Gym nap day? Is today a great gym nap day or what?
Yeah, I'll probably sneak one in.
There we go! Yep. Yeah!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.